Reader number one. Let's do this up here because I want people to be able to see you. So, if you could help me line them up, Jude.
Yep.
So, reader number one up here, then two, three, four, five, six, kind of line up. So, who's number one? Okay. So, here, everybody else, how about just me and Emma on the stage, and then everybody else line up down there, and then you come up one at a time. How's that sound? Okay. So, so this is basically reading out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. This is a modern translation, New Living Translation. And so just I encourage you to open your heart wide to the reading of the scriptures.
But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus.
Hold on. Let me interrupt you for one second. Sorry to do that to you. So, I just want to give you a heads up. We're going to have, at the end of reading the story, we're going to have a short Easter trivia quiz. So I want you to listen really carefully to the details of the story, because after I'm going to have all the young people up here with me, and I'm going to be asking you questions, so make sure you're listening really carefully. Maybe, yeah.
Okay. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead from someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that he had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. Stooping, he peered in and saw the empty linen wrappings. Then he went home again, wondering what had happened.
Thank you.
That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. These things Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them, but God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intentionally as you walk along?" Sadness written across their faces. Then one of them Clippius replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about the things that have happened through the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that have happened of Jesus and a man of Nazareth," they said. He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leader, priest, and the religious leaders hadn't hated him over to be condemned to death, and they received him, crucified him. We had hoped he was a Messiah who had come and rescued Israel. This all happened on the third day, 3 days ago.
Then some woman from our group, from his followers, were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the woman had said. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Once it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory. Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
By this time they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if he were going on, but they begged him, "Stay the night with us, since it is getting late." So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and at that moment he disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us and on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" And within the hour they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, "The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter."
Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread, and just as they were telling about it. Jesus himself was suddenly standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said, but the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. "Why are you frightened?" he asked. "Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Look at my hands, look at my feet. You can see that's really me. Touch me and make sure that I'm not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies, as you see that I do." As he spoke, he showed them his hand and his feet. Still, they stood there in disbelief, filled with joy and wonder. Then he asked them, "Do you have any thing here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate as they watched.
Then he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said, "Yes, it was written long ago that Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that his message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness for sins for all who repent. There are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with the power from heaven."
Excellent. Great job. Can we give them a big hand clap? God bless you. Great job. So